Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, hero can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, street always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 41. And that M period, A period, N period, Music Activism News, abbreviation, acronym. And for those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, thank you. But if you choose to use that 646-478-0944 phone number on this Indigenous Peoples Day, Columbus Day, if you're sending me any music on MP3 format or commercials on MP3 format, send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, and press one. Now, I need to let people know that Common Sense Radio airs Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Twitter page is Alfred Porter JR numeral 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Twitter is also Hip Hop Workshop 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is JR Alfred Porter. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley JR period, Facebook KENTN, so that's Kent N Angelica, or you could Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. Definitely keep Tina Hobson in your prayers. You can also check out Fly Music at www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. And tomorrow's guest is, of course, I'm looking forward to having Perfect Setting come through. Perfect Setting will be the guest. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Now, the YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. Also, you can check out also on Twitter, Man in the Street 13, Man in the Street 13. Also, www.templabor.org. You can go to thelogtv.com or go to the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland. That's Power Groove Records, YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland. Now, I'm going to take the time and at least, and I'm glad I'm able to do this, give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Now, starting off, number 10, debuting Cowboy and Monica's Sweetest Day event coming up this Saturday at the Dialogue Center. Number 9, debuting Tower City Contest Concert, which will be this coming Thursday if they keep going with that. Number 8, debuting on Facebook, the first Activist Crime and Violence Convention finale. And let me get into what's that, you know, what is exactly is that getting into. So I want to let people know that this coming Wednesday, doors open at 4 o'clock officially, 5 to 7 p.m. You can find it on Facebook, the first Activist Crime and Violence Convention finale, which will happen at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110 at the Dialogue Center. There'll be some nice giveaways. Definitely some nice giveaways from the Art McCoy University Radio Show and Sheriff Kilroy. Now, the convention started on September 28th as we united and came together against crime and violence in our city to save our children and adults. This Wednesday, October 13th, we end while preparing to do the work on our comprehensive plan to reduce crime and violence in just 1 year. Music video will be filmed at 4 p.m., so from 3:45 to about 4:15, speaking about the subject at hand. So, the music video will be filmed by E-Man Kingley as well as his staff at GMS Hood Famous TV. Also, DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, feature Miss Pulse Points. There'll be food and fellowship. The grills will be in effect. Activist individuals, groups, wear your colors. Bring your flags, wear your uniforms, and your colors at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. So, again, 3:45 setup, but there'll be music blasting starting around 2 o'clock and maybe around 3:15 to 3:45. We might hear some Sheriff Kilroy joints and a couple of other things, including the Dontez Taylor campaign song. And so that is what is sitting there at number 8. Woo, debuting. Number 7, moving up. Going on right now. Bintaga Tour. Boldy James with the Monday program. Eli the Don. BP Soul, and that's going on right now. Number 6 debuting, Unite for Change and Peace, which happened last Friday on Woodland. A lot of different activist groups and organizations came together. Number 4 debuting, the Women's Mothers event, which was yesterday on East 185th Lakeshore. Number 3 moving up, Trap Boy Mannequin's Birthday Bash last Tuesday. Number 2 debuting, this is from last week, Tower City Contest concert, which happened last Thursday. It was a packed house down there, and it happened on the same night as number 1, moving all the way up, the biggest jump. Facebook, you could find it under Mayor Frank G. Jackson's Final State of the City Address. It had free food. You had Chow, DJ Prodigy, Lily Jade, DJ Lily Jade, L-I-L-Y Jade. You had a band. Mayor Frank G. Jackson even broke down why he said, it is what it is. Answer was not as acceptable as it should have been, but anyway, this is what I want to do because I know that we have a lot of things going on right now, and I appreciate that as I look through and get things together, you all have made it very, very easy on a person like me to get out certain information. You just did. So I want to at least say that I appreciate all those chose to call in. My thing is getting out the information at hand. If I don't do that, then I'm not worth too much. So I need to let people know that this coming week, Thursday, October 14th, at 7, well, this coming Thursday at 10:30 a.m., Thursday at 10:30 a.m., it's the Summer Hatfield and More Victims Rally. Department of Children and Family Services failed another family. As a matter of fact, a 20-year-old lost her life. This family was begging for help. This child also had a disability. We also want the mother of this child arrested. Her own mom is responsible for the tragic loss. And so that is what is going on this coming Thursday morning. A lot of other things that are happening. It's just very, very busy week at hand. Sometimes I wonder how I end up in the middle of such a busy week. Getting other things out of the way, the African History Museum. The African History Museum, my thing is to let you all know that it will be a hotbed this coming week. The reason I say that is this coming, boom, Saturday, 12 noon, the activist, definitely the activist, if I'm not mistaken, got to put it out there, the Imperial Women's Coalition, my thing is it's going to be very, very interesting because the African American Museum in Cleveland, it's located on Crawford Road, right off of Huff, and I'm looking forward to that. 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, right off Huff. That's where they're having, this coming Saturday, the activists present the mayoral debate between Council President and candidate for mayor, Kevin Kelly, and the upstart young gunner, Justin Bibb. Both of them have some heavy, and I do mean heavy endorsements. So that will be the main thing that's going on. I'm looking at an area code of a 615 with an 894. Area code 615, how you doing out there?
Man, what's popping, Porter? What's going on, bro?
Oh, man. I am having an excellent, excellent time. What's going on with you, brother?
Man, everything good. Everything good. Everything moving, man. We got everything going. Everything coming up, man.
Okay. Well, let us know. What's happening?
As far as new projects, man, you know, my actual album that everybody's been waiting on for, I don't know how many years, you know. The actual Redemption album, you know, I got to put out part two. We still promoting Fake Love. I got Hitmaker we promoting right now. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just still moving, man.
I'm glad.
Shout out Lady New Life Royalty, you know. It's going down, man. I got Lady New Life Royalty coming soon, you feel me? It's going to be a movie.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You know, this episode really ain't like me, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Porter and Voice of Radio, because, I mean, I'm definitely bringing something real special to Cleveland. You see, November 2nd is going down, man. We got DJ Bucko, man, my official DJ. It's going to be something real crazy, man. DJ Bucko, Coalition DJs, Tennessee. It's going to be something ridiculous, man.
Man, tell me a little bit about
Because
he's got a name, man. Tell me about him.
Yeah, I mean, DJ Buck, I got DJ Buck on the phone, bro.
Yo, what's going on, DJ Buck? What's poppin'?
Oh, man, I'm doing excellent. I'm, like, honored to have you on the program. What? Hey, man, how long you been doing what you've been doing, first of all, man?
So, funny thing, you know, DJ only for 7 months. 7 months, no joke. And I coalition DJ within 7 months. Coalition of Tennessee chapter in Nashville, Tennessee. Have some great mentors here in Nashville, Tennessee. DJ Coop, great mentor. My boy DJ Jesse, great mentor. So, I mean, I just watched and took my time and really just learned the craft, and I practice every day. And then people asking me to come do events, DJ, and when they hear my work,
right,
they be like, you've been doing this for how many years? I'm like, it's months.
So what caused you to want to get into and become a DJ?
The biggest thing for me wanting a DJ, I mean, he's the crowd hyper. You know, watching my buddy DJ one time at a club here in Nashville, La Rosa, young boy. He's only 18 years old. Shout out to my boy DJ Mac, my boy DJ Look. They was out there and had the whole crowd going crazy, and I was like, wow. And it was just something where I was like, you know, I got a great personality. I'm funny, and I love music. So it was like putting it all together, and DJing was a piece for me.
Man, it's an honor to have you on this program, because it's good to catch people when they got that hot name and that buzz and they're coming out the gate. So with that being said, how can we follow your movement, join in your movement, become a part of it? How can we catch up with you?
So to catch up with me, DJ Bucko, a.k.a. Big Bucks No Whammy, ENT is the company, is the business. My Instagram is DJ Bucko, that's DJ B-U-C-K and a zero at the end. A lot of people see my logo, think I'm DJ Buck, and that is my last name, but it is DJ Bucko.
Okay.
Instagram.
Man,
yes,
I
sir.
Catches in
Cleveland November 2nd. We will be there. It's going to be a movie. It's going to be crazy. We're going to bring
some
you know what I'm saying? Shout out Al Porter and Voice of Radio. We will be live November 2nd, man. Team New Life, DJ Bucko, the whole gang. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to it. As a matter of fact,
yeah,
I got to ask, what's the scene like in Nashville, Tennessee?
The scene on like a music scene, or are we talking about a club scene, just period in general?
Yeah, just period. You can talk about the music scene, club scene.
Nashville right now, it's you know, getting a little chillier out here. It's like what you guys got out there in Cleveland, right? But you know, everybody's put on their boots and their coats, and you know, on just a vibing level, club level, everyone's really getting ready for, you know, the fall. And, you know, it's a different type of feeling in the club. More in the clubs, you know, we like a lot of drill music, hype music. So, you know, shout out to HK Gates, he's really rocking Nashville, you know. So that's what we like to really listen to out here in Nashville. Everybody's bumping drill music. Drill music is what we get down with.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know. So I'm going to ask you, who are a couple of artists or a few of them that we should be looking out for in our area? You can go ahead and shout them on out so we can start following them, including myself.
Shoot. Well, you know, on a musical level, you know, we got to give big shout-outs to my boy Kid Cavi. Cans ENT is the business. Got to give a shout-out to Brass. The whole Cans ENT Corporation, I mean, them boys over there working. I got some of the newer artists, my boy Pirate Gang, Twitty. Those are like the big three right there, I would say, right now, that's in Cans ENT. Other than that, you definitely got to shout out to APK Gates out here in Nashville, Tennessee. He's blowing it up with a single, Who the Man. And last but not least, I'm giving you my top five. Last but not least, you're going to have anybody out here, my homegirl Isis Aaliyah. She's out here going crazy out here in Nashville, so you better give her love, too.
Oh, man. I appreciate you all for calling in this evening. Man, now I have fun now. I have some artists Well, as I listen to the replay of this program, I have some artists to look up and follow through Nashville, Tennessee, and it's an honor to have you coming up in the ranks. Like I say, a hot name after just a few months. You're making it look like you've been around for at least a couple of years, so keep on putting in that work, and I want to thank my brother, the real Eastside, to at least call in and bring us some new talent as usual, man. I got to ask you one thing before I go. You ready for this one, Eastside?
Man, what's going on, man?
Man, I just got to ask you very seriously. Do you ever find time to sleep?
Oh, man. Hey, man, I wouldn't be the person I am today that you know today if I slept, man.
I feel you. I appreciate
you. I'm just saying, man, you know, anything
no
I bring
problem
to the table going to be crazy every time, man.
I already know. And we are looking forward to November the 2nd. Man, it's going to be lit off the chains. It's going to be
phenomenal. Hey, we going to hit him with the buck on November 2nd.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, November 2nd, we're hitting with the bucko. What's going down? Yes, sir.
All right, now. I'm
mm-hmm.
looking forward to it. You all stay up. And thank you very much for calling in.
Appreciate you.
No problem. Oh, appreciate you all. As a matter of fact, I know there's the updated version. And right now, hey, we'll keep that under wraps until the album drops. But right now, I'll go ahead and play the original version. And we will be right back after this Eastside break.
Life I chose, the air I breathe, the blood I bleed.
I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo.
I need to get to. So let's go with the 216 area code 538. 216-538. We will go to you first and check on and see what's on your mind. And my thing is, and after that, we'll check out the 216-412. But 216-538, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing just fine. How you doing, my brother? Hey, family.
Hey, family. Hey, this sounds like my brother Cowboy, the backyard music man. If we call him DJ Cowboy, he will say, "Don't call me no DJ." But featuring Ms. Pulse Points, what's going on, man?
Hey, knowing the 10-8, we're going to do a 10-8 again, I guarantee you. That 10-8, man, that's like a CB talking, but like, hey, 10-8, we're going to do a 10-8 style. Just like we did it before the last cookout. So it's going to be this Wednesday. What's the address? 14515?
15415 Kipling Ave, Cleveland, Ohio,
okay.
44110. We're going to suit up, show up, and show out for you this time.
Ooh,
yeah, that was Ms. Paul's point.
I'm looking forward to having you all in the house, because when I read off the event earlier, I had mentioned that you all would definitely be there in effect. The food, I already know it's going to be on and popping. I'm just thankful it's at the Dialogue Center. I know from about 3:45 to around 4:15, shooting a new music video that you all will be in the center of. And I just want to know, what can we expect from you all?
Oh, man, we're going to do some grooving and some singing and some smooth talking, I guarantee you. But, hey, I'm going to be grilling and spinning. I'm going to be grilling and spinning. And she going to have doing the body oil going on. Here's Ms. Paul's point.
Good evening, y'all. Let me tell you, we always have something new and exciting. We like to say we have the best bath and body products in the city. Pure body oil, no cut. We specialize in our special one, and we have just about everything else. So I'm sure you will enjoy something that we have. Incense oils, natural bath and body, shea butter, hair care oil, and we have dashiki, African garb. But I can tell you this, we have one incense burned 2 hours. So I try to get the best product for people, try to get the best. And also, we have money-back guarantee, but you'll love our product. We look forward to seeing you. One moment from Ms. Paul's point.
No problem. And the thing is, even though they say officially the doors open at 4, around 2 o'clock, if people come through and they want to vibe to the music and chill back, does that mean they can come through around 2 to 2:15 and just enjoy the sounds?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. I guarantee we're going to give them a show.
Man,
she said, not saying it's going to be live. I guarantee you.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. And the one thing that has got me into trouble around the females is when I put on the Godfather oil. That got me into big trouble. Yes.
That Godfather VIP.
Okay, yes, yeah. It did. The Godfather VIP. So with that being said, I appreciate you all, and I'm going to ask you all this. How is it that you all, every time I see you in public, you all show what it's like to enjoy what it is that you do, from the pleasant attitude, laughter, all of that? What goes into you all?
It takes a lot of love and dedication for what we do, and a lot of positive. Because if there's any negative around, and that holds us back, so we have no negative within ourselves or each other. We is all straight positive. We're positive what we do and how we gonna do it. And then, hey, You want to got a, if you got any pointer from Miss Paul, well, here she is.
All right.
Okay, so, you know, we know that our relationship is ordained by a higher power, or the Most High. He put us together, so we're very grateful. You know, I thank him each and every day, but I got to tell you, I pray for this man right here, and I'm so grateful to be with him. So I'm not ashamed to let the world know. Everybody in City Cleveland knows we're all over Cleveland. I tell you, it's Godfather Huff, and he just puts a smile on my face. But, Brother Al, you got to tell everybody about Trailblazer now. Trailblazer is a killer. It just blew everybody off the map. And Trinity sold out. Black Sand is no more. So we'll see if we can specialize in that. But Trailblazer is a go. So put a shout out.
All right.
Now, hold on.
I will do that for the Trailblazer as well. There are a few of them that I've had and still use and am very, very thankful for that. So I just want to say thank you all. I appreciate you all for being a friend and on the front lines. And, hey, I look forward to serving with you once again this coming week.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely. We appreciate being there and doing what we do.
I got you. And before we leave out, if anybody wishes to contact you all for your package, because I know you all do things and music at other different locations, how is a good contact? What's a good contact?
Okay, so we're going to say for Cowboy here, the phone number is 216-538-9501. You can give him a call. And for Bath & Body, please give me a text at 216-315-9298. And we both definitely respond. And we thank you so very much. It's an honor and privilege. It's definitely an honor and a privilege to work with you. And thank you so much for this opportunity. One moment.
No problem.
And that was a blessed said.
Hey, no problem, no problem. I thank you all, and may you all have a phenomenal evening. Stay blessed, and we will see you all, Creator willing, this coming Wednesday. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir, for having us on the show. Guarantee most told you. Stay prayed
up. No problem. Appreciate
stay
you both.
Stay prayed up. Stay prayed up and faced up, and that's a shield. And you'll live a lot longer.
Thank you so much. I appreciated that.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, people.
And we'll see you Wednesday. Peace, my family.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. As a matter of fact, I'm thankful for that phone call. As a matter of fact, the weather's going to be nice. Unseasonably warm. So with that being said, I'm looking forward to at least being able to get out there and enjoy that. This is something that I'll enjoy. The fact that we have a 216-412 number. 216-412.
Hell no.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Chilling
with some of my old partners and stuff. We linking back up. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Say what's up.
What up, y'all? What up?
Yo, MC name up. Well, yeah, you already know this is the boy Bless, man. That's my brother Bless, man. We grew up together. We are everybody getting unified. So I feel real good. I feel lovely, man. It's awesome. How you doing, Mr. Boy?
Oh,
this is Magic Taps for Pride of ENT.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
man. Go ahead and talk to us, please.
Yes. I just want to say this. Enough off of me. We're going to support Dontez Taylor for his fourth ward. Let's really get this brother in the office. Shout out to Deborah Gray. You know, I do feel comfortable because I feel like it's two good powers that's in process with this, though. So however the outcome may be, I'm still going to be happy with it and still going to celebrate. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, I'm with, you know what I'm saying? I'm one Dontez, you know what I'm saying, to definitely get this, you know what I'm saying? And, like, he's a very positive brother. You know, all of us know. You know, he's been out here in the field, you know. He's standing up for the disability and people that's that are disabled. He's doing a lot of things in the community where he wants to, you know what I'm saying, get rid of lead poisoning that's affecting our children and society, things of that nature and stuff, and get rid of these abandoned buildings. You know, these abandoned buildings that are not being taken care of, and a lot of mold and dust is coming up, you know what I'm saying, with this nonsense and stuff. And for this brother to be a blind, bro, the brother can see. Don't get it twisted. The brother can see. Because for this brother to have the vision that he has and stuff, you know what I'm saying, he really, you know what I'm saying, is looking out for his community because he's been out here. We all have been a witness. If you haven't paid attention, pay attention now. Dontez Taylor for 4th Ward. Facts.
Right.
Young brother, let's come on. Let's look out for our peoples and stuff like that and bring a real person into office, you know, a person that's for his people, you know. Facts, though. I'm going to say that, you know.
I hear you.
I wish the best for Deborah Gray, too. That'd be a sister that'd be in office if she get it. Facts, though. So,
right.
No issues toward neither of us and stuff like that. It's still going to be all love there. I'm just saying, let's get it. Let's put the one you choose, let's put the right person you choose that should be in office and stuff like that. At the end of the day, it's still going to be a good thing. Let's get it. So let's support Dontez Taylor, though. Let's support Dontez, you know.
Yes, sir.
And then also, you got someone, he's looking out for the youth. You know what I'm saying? This is a young man himself. This is a young man himself that wants to do big and positive things and stuff. He wants to put together programs for your children, you know, to put together companies, things of that nature at a young age, put together programs to help build them up. They'll have a college tuition. They have things in their savings for college, basically, you know, that will help them out, you know, and whatever they want to do with their money. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about nothing negative, but whatever they want to do with their money as far as with, you know what I'm saying, doing something productive and positive and being uplifting and stuff like that. Dontez Taylor is about educating the people, you know. Brother Joe Jones, he has his, he backed him. You know, I know it was a nice event Saturday that Brother Dontez attended with Brother Joe Jones. You know, he's in the first ward. He's not even in this man's ward, though. He's a councilman in the first ward, though. He's vouching for Brother Dontez. What I know is Brother Joe Jones is a positive, good man. Whoever speak about him or talk about bad about him, they're lying. You know, it might think people, everybody has a past, but at the end of the day, though, when people come out and do right toward the people, you know what I'm saying, it should be, you know what I'm saying, a definite understanding. You can't judge people because, first of all of us was not born, all of us was not born perfect. Like, when we came on this earth, we were not born perfect. That goes back to the biblical days, you know? So we're not perfect, so we do things to perfect ourselves. So when you judge a person, you need to judge yourself. You know what I mean? So I'm going to leave it right there. You know what I'm saying? Vote for Brother Councilman Joe Jones for him continue being the councilman
too. Ward 1, okay.
Much love to everybody else that wouldn't run, you know. But at the end of the day, though, I'm rolling with Brother Joe Jones. And then for 4th Ward, you already know, Brother Dontez Taylor. Let's get it. It's time for a real change, not a change, a real change. And I'm Major Taps for Propriety. I am Major Taps, like I said, for Proprietor ENT, and I am signing out. So
thank you so much for
happen.
Phone call.
And
let's
like I said, I'm not
happen.
Here to entertain. So, let me stop that from there. We're not entertaining. We being real right here. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, I'm Major Taps, you know what I'm saying, my label, things of nature. But still, though, this is political. This is deep. This is deeper than music and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is deep. This is like, yeah. Everybody talking about voting and stuff like that. Vote for real people and stuff that's doing something, that's really doing something in your community. Because Brother Dontez has been out here. So vote for that, brothers. And let's make it happen. So I'm going to leave
it
alone.
Let's make it happen.
Make it tap. Peace and love.
Peace. Peace and love. And I appreciate that phone call for the simple fact that, of course, it's very, very phenomenal to see my brother Major Taps come out, because he has hit on a lot of different subjects. He's been active in the streets. For those who follow the Messiah, he was the first activist because he was active in the streets going out to reach people. That's what he did. And so to have an artist like Major Taps actually go and endorse Dontez Taylor, that's powerful. As a matter of fact, I'll do my best to make sure that should Dontez Taylor bring his campaign theme song to the activist convention in the midst of us filming a music video from about 3:45 to 4:15. Maybe DJ Cowboy, the backyard music man, he will get a chance to at least be the first DJ in Cleveland to debut that theme song. The past Saturday, I went to a home going in loving memory of Aaron Lil Chico Rogers. The sunrise from June 12th to 1984, sunset October 1st, 2021. It was held at the Rivers of Life Ministries at 246th and Lakeshore. The one thing about him is that Aaron Cleveland Rogers was born on the 12th of June in 1984 to Aaron C. Williams Jr. and Joyce R. Rogers, who were both deceased. Born and raised in East Cleveland, Ohio, he attended Prospect Elementary, Kirk Middle School, and Shaw High School. He grew up on Page Avenue and Emily Street, known as Man Man, where he met people who turned out to be lifelong friends with unbreakable bonds. Although he didn't play sports in school, he was fluent in martial arts. Wow. And he won many trophies that were even taller than him. After he mastered martial arts, he then found his passion for music and entertainment as a rapper, in which he also wrote his own music and countless others. He had found his talent in the music industry and was determined to be the best at it. He wouldn't let anything stop him despite his illness. Aaron was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes at the young age of 5 years old. He battled that illness the majority of his life, and yet a brother did keep a $1 million smile on his face. With a personality that was out of this world, going on to make a name for himself as Lil Chico, a.k.a. Cheek the Freak, he was a battle rap champion. Yep, spitboxers, freestyle exam. As a matter of fact, no need to go into it. But if you remember, last Monday we talked about the tribute that we done for Lil Chico, not only known for spitboxers ending up in the Source magazine. Chico would go from club to club battle rapping, kept the crowd rocking. He was absolutely a phenomenal performer. He worked with numerous artists on and off stage. His style of rap was inspired by Bone Thugs and Harmony that led him to meeting them and forming a brotherly bond. He also worked for 107.9 FM on the street team and lived life to the fullest. He had a positive impact on everyone he encountered, and everyone loved Chico. He loved to laugh, joke, and flirt with the ladies. If Chico didn't flirt with you, you ugly. He defiantly lived up to his name, and his heart being pure, if he told you he loved you, he meant it. He loved everyone, especially the kids. With that being said, I am going to at least say the one thing about Lil Chico. I was with T-Rilla, as well as many others. Homegoing was packed, so I was glad I got there at 9. It was supposed to start at 10. Had so many people coming in. It started around 10:35. For those people who want to catch the memorial, who may have missed it, you can go to Turk Memorial Chapel, the Facebook page. They Facebook lived it. Turk Memorial Chapel, I think Suave Facebook lived it. Or he went and posted it. I posted it, but you can go to Turk Memorial page. Or no, Turk Memorial Chapel. Turk Memorial Chapel, and it'll pop up. My thing is that I got to say, I thank him in the memory because he allowed in father, mother's spot, Miss Dee Dee's place, he allowed the Hip Hop Workshop to have two episodes in there. I think one of the episodes featured ADX, Corrupt All Around, Emacs, The Image, DJ Dollar Rock, so it was held in East Cleveland. The Repast was held on Emily Street, Family House, but they used the whole Superior Rapids parking lot. It was interesting because that parking lot is always there, and it never has any cars in there. It just doesn't. And it might have maybe six or seven, but it was filled to the maximum. And also, I would like to say, T. Rilla reminded me. He said, you know something? Chico, seeing him perform, encouraged me. That's why I wanted to rap. And then T. Rilla broke it down and said, you know where I saw him? And I'm like, no, where? And he said, the East Cleveland Love Fest. And I had to think about it. The times that myself, JB's Rollers, we had stages. I would have Friday because nobody really wanted Friday because they figured nobody would hardly come. And people would come out for that. DJ Dollar Rock being a DJ on Saturdays. JB Rollers had him on his stage. Probably Silver B broke ranks. He usually would do all gospel on the Sunday, but he would give people sometimes a chance to rock for about a minute. But I definitely know I had Chico on my day and on J.B. Dunnigan's day on Saturday at Hip Hop Workshops. So East Cleveland Love Fest, I should say, that's when I really first became, like, introduced to Lil Chico. And then a few years later to watch him at Spitboxers. And last but not least, signed by Crazy Bone, the whole Thug Line Records. So, yeah, he did a lot. I am going to also take the time. I'm looking at a 216-347 phone number, 216-347. How are you doing out there?
Great, Apple. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Talk to me.
The reason why I've called it, if I remember, the two people who's running for mayor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give my support on Justin Bibbs, okay? Now, if I remember from Mr. Kelly, he's the same one who went to Columbus and blocked the $15 an hour when all the Cleveland voters signed petitions for them to put on the ballot of the Q deal. So I was down there when he told one of the biggest political pastors in the city of Cleveland, told him no in his face. Mm. And that was my Pastor Coleman, okay? If I remember,
mm-hmm.
he the one who told he make a smirk on his face. I mean, I'm not Kelly fan. So I'm going with I gotta go with Justin Bibbs because
okay.
we can you just just the same Kelly and him and Pat Britt told many of deaf people that we're going to give you a listening device. Okay? Now
mm-hmm.
y'all want to provide an interpreter service. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I cannot do Kelly. You know, if people know him like I know him, we were staying here where I was coming out of here in Columbus, Ohio. He was coming out and meeting with the House Speaker, the head of the House Speaker and House of the Senate, come to block the $15 an hour. Now you for the $15 an hour. So which set are you on?
Wow. Good memory, man.
So if I remember, Bill Putnam had a bill in the hospital 107. When I was coming out of that committee, I see Cutter Kelly block the $59. He was coming out of the committee. That's how they block in the state of Ohio. Can no city put it on the table unless it's Ohio. So I was there when Cutter Kelly did it. Now he fought this $15. Now he want to tell all these lies. No, I can't do Cutter Kelly. Now, if I remember the old council, I forgot the old council person used to have an interpreter every Monday. What happened if a deaf person coming from out of town wants to visit Cleveland City Hall? What do you tell them?
They're not going to hear anything.
You going to say, oh, I'm going to give you and listen to advice? And if I understand, Al Porter, the ADA law says local state government must provide access. It don't say Pat Brick or Kevin Kelly have to make a decision. We, and who's the word we? We are the same people who pay your salary. We are the same people who pay while you sit in city council. We are the same folks who put you there. So when does the word we decide to not provide fair access? And I can't do Kelly Kelly. No. Yeah, I mean, I can't. I'm telling my folks, too. I sent out a blast text message. I sent out a blast email. And we are not doing Kelly Kelly. And who votes the most? The people with a disability. That's who votes the most, okay? And I already sent out a group text message, a group email. And I tell my folks. I told my auntie today. She said, who you supporting, Rico? I'm supporting Jesse Bibbs. I can't do Kelly Kelly. We got to send Kelly Kelly home.
Hey, you represent or president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf.
And we have over, in Cleveland, we have over 50% of the deaf, the blind, and the people with a disability, okay? 50%. And them people voted, and when we sent out a blast email and a blast text message, them folks know who they're going to vote for. They're going, I heard from a senior citizen lady today. She said, thank you, President. I am going with Jesse Bibbs. I'm hearing from my people saying, thank you, President. I'm going with Jesse Bibbs. So, Mr. Kelly Kelly, don't play dirty politics. Play fair. What have you done for the black community? You said he's done all this work for the blacks. What name one project what he done for the blacks? And why Kelly Kelly is promised Bashir, because Bashir don't have a job. So since Bashir don't have a job, he want to promise him a job after if he get elected.
Okay? Thank you so much for at least calling in. And may you and your group continue to succeed. Thank you so much, Rico.
And you know I know, right?
Yes, I do. I will talk to you, hopefully, prayerfully, next week. And that is, of course, Rico Dancy, the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. And I know that he is watching everything that's going on in Ward 4, the official write-in candidate, Dontez Taylor. You know, it was earlier that Major Taps said it best when describing Dontez Taylor a few hours ago. You know, he may be blind, but he has the vision. And so it's good that there are groups like Black Lives Matter for the Deaf and other groups that can at least do their email blast, text messages, you name it, to make sure that candidates who are disabled get a fair shake. And the one thing about Dontez Taylor I'll also say is that when dealing with him, I don't even see a disability with that brother. I don't. That man does what he's supposed to do. I would also just like to say that I thank everybody who tuned in because it is, you know, very, very important to at least do our salutations, I would like to just add in a fact that the Cleveland journalist, community activist, and Huff Vintner, he had a winery, Vineyards, and Huff, Mansfield Fraser passed at the age of 78, journalist, author, radio personality, a native Clevelander and a product of Cleveland's public schools. He battled kidney disease, liver cancer, and other ailments in recent years, survived by a host of relatives, including his wife, Brenda, and a grown daughter. So one thing that they can say, he did a whole lot. His weekly column appeared on CoolCleveland.com, and his former radio show, The Forum, aired on WTAM, a Clear Channel outlet, on Sunday evenings. He occasionally contributed to local and national publications on issues of social, economic, criminal justice, including a few times on CNN, among a host of other alternative newspapers. He was briefly the editor of The Call and Post, a black print weekly out of Cleveland, Ohio. Community activist, developer, and vintner, he and his wife established the Vineyards of Chateau of Huff in 2010 through their nonprofit organization, Neighborhood Solutions. It is a three-quarter acre site located across from their home in Cleveland's inner city and historic Huff neighborhood. Their first vintage won a second-place ribbon at the Great Geauga County Fair in 2014, and Fraser was never shy about showing off his vineyard to neighbors and others who would stop by to admire the showcase of the vineyard and the grand opening of the world's first bio-cellar and underground crop propagation environment was held in October of 2014 on the site adjacent to the vineyard. Their vineyard is in their newly created four-acre urban agriculture zone, and Fraser was all smiles. His life was a reflection of redemption beyond struggle. His book, From Behind the Wall, Commentary on Crime, Punishment, and Race, which he wrote during the last of five federal prison terms for counterfeiting and fraud, and before he gave up his criminal ways to become a self-made educator and popular and law-abiding member of society. He ran successfully for city council in Cleveland Ward 7, where he and his wife resided. And though he did not make it past the primary, he ran with the proud endorsement of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Ohio's largest newspaper. So there you go. I would also like to say that I do remember him. Also, the fact that he brought the activist Patterson's home for foreclosure for a dollar and refused to sell it back to the Pattersons, and a few other controversial comments he has made throughout the years, even at one time taking Cleveland Clinic's side when they were doing gentrification in the city of Cleveland, the Huff neighborhood. So I will say he was a very interesting person. Got to always remember all facets of the truth. With that being said, I'm going to play this just because, hey, they scored around 41 points, could have scored 44, but they went to it on fourth and what have you. So this, hey, Suave Gotti.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo.
Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry
Larry Hogan, Joby. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Noku about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The seed town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bought that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Amarius Rando and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneers fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah, we're gonna shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment with Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Peace.